Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second, the third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting seventh, the catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roger Craig. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Dick Schofield. Batting second, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fifth, the catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Gibbon. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Joe Gibbon. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig throws to second for one, and Moran throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Clemente moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Craig covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a line drive into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Craig covering, for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan misplays the ball. That's an error on Logan. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sherry moves to second. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sherry moves to third. Moran moves to second. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall is walked intentionally. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon bunts towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. Logan moves to second. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Burgess fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness takes first base on ball 4. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan misplays the ball. That's an error on Logan. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0-for-1 in the game. Craig hits a line drive to right field. Clemente throws towards third. Bailey fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bailey. Moran goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Pirates. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Logan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Pearsall steals second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. Neal strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sherry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Logan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon is 0-for-0 in the game. Gibbon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Schofield takes first base on ball four. Gibbon moves to second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Verdon hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harkness is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherry hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Savage now playing left field. Cliff Cook pinch hits for Al Moran. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Craig bunts towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. Cook moves to second. One out. Al McBean now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Snyder pinch hits for Charlie Neal. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Duke Snyder now playing right field. Jim Hickman now playing third base. Chico Fernandez now playing shortstop. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Logan bunts towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. One out. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schofield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey scores. It's 3-1, Pirates. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Verdon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 3 in the game. Burgess hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 3 in the game. Clendenin hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Harkness hits a fly ball into left field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Norm Sherry. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Burgess fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. Two outs. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Roger Craig. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 3, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.